1 hour later, Cleet was sitting on a bench by himself in a holding cell that contained no plumbing and smelled of disinfectant and stone. Down the corridor, someone was yelling without stop in a voice that reflected neither coherence nor meaning, as though the person were yelling simply to deliver an auditory message to himself about his state of affairs. When Cleet closed his eyes, he kept seeing the faces of the children in the park, their disbelief at the level of savagery taking place before their eyes. Cleet wondered if it was he who was the ogre, and not Lyle Hobbs. The undersheriff who had cuffed Cleet stood at the cell door, one hand behind his back. He was a pleasant-looking man, a bit overweight, more administrator than policeman, his face wind-burned, pale around the eyes where his sunglasses had been. "Hobbs is at St. Pat's. Did you use his head for a paddleball?"
"Sorry to hear that," Cleet said.
"You told him you made him for a bail skip?"
"Yeah."
"And he came at you with a switchblade?"
"I guess that sums it up."
"Where was he carrying the switchblade?"
Cleet glanced again at the undersheriff. The undersheriff's left hand was still concealed behind his hip. "It's my fault. I got sloppy on the shakedown," Cleet said.
The undersheriff held up a Ziploc bag with a black polybraid scabbard inside. "My deputy found this under Hobbs' car. It's the kind of rig some plainclothes cops or PIs use."
"Wonder what Lyle would be doing with that," Cleet said.
"You're lucky, Mr. Purcell. Hobbs has a couple of bench warrants on him. It's minor league stuff, but as a bond agent, you probably have a degree of legality on your side. Anyway, there's a lady waiting for you by the front entrance."
"I'm sprung."
"For now," the deputy said. "Be careful what you pray for."
Cleet gave him a look. A few minutes later, Cleet emerged from the courthouse and saw an Asian-American woman on the sidewalk, a black purse hanging from a leather strap on her shoulder, her expression almost clinical, her wire-framed glasses perched neatly on her nose.
"I'm Special Agent Alicia Rosecrans, Mr. Purcell," she said. "I'll drive you to your car."
"You're with Fart, Barf, and Itch," he said.
"I think you're an intelligent man, regardless of what most people say about you. You can cooperate with us, or you can choose not to. You can also deal with the assault charge on your own."